If you don't mind, I'm going to do the Mingo, the English and Afrikaans, thank you, if it's fine with all of you. Because I've got I will refer to some of the scripture readings, just a short scripture reading and then some about the history. But mostly I will talk a little bit about the slides and what Straatweg is all about. So a tyd terug, I was in a congregation and I asked normally the children, what do you think is Straatweg all about? What do Straatweg? And this little boy, he was raising his hand. He said, "No, we are fixing the drains and the roads and all those kind of things." I said, "There's a little bit of truth in that." And then normally the little girls, they are more clever. And she raised her hand. She said, "No, they are telling people about Jesus." I said, "No, that's also right." I'm just going to read you a piece in Afrikaans because it was out of a book that the founder of Straatweg, the late Reverend Pietie Victor, Straatweg actually started out of a church. Maybe some of you wonder, you know, MES working in this area and Straatweg is also working in the inner city, so we are working well together. We've got one focus area, the ministry to the destitute. But Straatweg is also other focus areas that I'm going to share about. So it's terug in 1965. There's always back in 1965, there's always a reason why you're doing certain things. Why is there a ministry like Straatweg? Why is there a church like Vredelus Congregation? It all started with some kind of reason or motivation. So just so it is in Afrikaans. Dit was amper die geboorte moment van die organisasie. Van julle is al toe al gebore. Sê wanneer ons in die strate van Wynberg na mense uitgereik het, het ons eers toegerus met Bybelstudie en gebed. Sê lede van ons vereniging het saam by mekaar gekom en gebid voordat ons klein groepie daar in die strate van Wynberg begin uitreik het. It all started back in Wynberg, then in the southern suburbs, with a small youth group. This vision is not only about the church. We are sitting in the church. It's about reaching out. And I said, hierdie naglewe, the nightlife, was vir ons onervare groep in ontnugtering gewees. I wonder what they will say in 2024. So and then they started to pray. Oh, that's the good point to start with. En sê nie lang daarna nie was hulle lese the love of Christ compels us. It is still today the motto of Straatweg. En dan oor die naglewe, and I think this was so meaningful. I said it klink so vreemd, nag en lewe. Son en lig bring tog lewe, nie nag en lewe. Dit gaan nie by mekaar nie. As jy tog ontwaak, daar's so 'n lewe in die stad wat net in die nag sy loop neem. Is 'n naglewe of nacht dood. Ek dink dis die sleutel, dis mense wat daar staan, loop, val en sterf. Dis God se mense. Die Hemelse Vader stuur sy kerk soos hy sy seun Jesus Christus gestuur het om hierdie mense weer 'n nuwe lewe aan hom te bied. So this is just about the background of Straatweg. It started back in 1965. Now we move to 2024. What is Straatweg these days all about? I'm just going to read this like a good minister, this a scripture reading, and then I'm going to shift over to the slides because it's linked up to the slides. As Paulus sit in die tronk, and daar in Colossians 4 verse 2 to 6. You can go read it up in English, Colossians 4 verse 2 to 6. I'm reading for you out of the Boodskap translation. Dan geef ons 'n evangelisasie opleiding. En baie keer dink mense, people think Straatweg is all about this confrontational approach. We are grabbing people here in front of the chest and say, "Well, where are you going tonight?" I think maybe it was part of the history of Straatweg. It was somehow back in the days very confrontational. But these days we have we call it servant evangelism approach. Listen, go and read it back at home again. This evangelism lesson that Paul wrote about him while he was still in jail. He said, first thing is, ek gaan nou in Afrikaans lees, bid gereeld en gedisciplineerd. Dis die eerste ding, bid. Tweede ding, sê ook vir God dankie vir alles wat hy vir julle doen. So gebed en dankbaarheid gaan hand aan hand. Volgende wat hy sê, moenie vergeet om vir ons te bid nie. So bid ook vir ander mense, pray for other people. Dan die most important thing, and this prayer we pray every single Friday evening before we reach out in our little groups. Sê, vraag God om vir my deure oop te maak, so dat ek vir mense van Christus kan vertel. Ek wil vir almal die geheim van Christus vertel. Ook vir wat vir hulle bedoel is. Al sit ook juist om hierdie rede vandag in die tronk. What is the key is, he's not praying that the Lord will open the doors of the cell that he's in the cell. Now we pray for that the Lord will open the hearts of other people. En as jy is my so mooi, en ek sê altyd vir mense, onthou nie asseblief dit, as jy uittrek na mense. Vraag God om my te help, om die regte dinge op die regte tyd te sê. Vir alles wat mense te doen kry, wat nie Christen is nie. Moet jy jou veral goed gedra. Dan sê, gebruik elke oomblik om 'n positiewe invloed op hulle uit te oefen. Sê, dit moet vir mense ook altyd lekker wees om met julle te gesels. Na elke gesprek moet hulle voel dat dit die moeite werd was. So ingesteld is hy julle help om te weet in watter rigting om die gesprek te stuur. So go and read it again. This evangelism training waar Paul is hier in prison. Wat is dit? Miskien nie gaan vir. Ai, miskien is ek nou. Nee, ek sien nie of dit.
Ons kyk of nie.
Was ou. This is the main building of Strata. You know, we are very close by. I don't know. I think most of you know. This building was built by the church back in the 80s for unwedded mothers. Actually, so it actually has a very sad history. Die Magdalena huis, ek dink as die is hulle net een is toe in naby en wie wat hulle daar gebou het. So dis die straat waar my office sou wees hier in the close to you. We are reaching out in the inner city, but we also are reaching out on the Cape Flats and also in Voortrekker weg to the ladies in other areas to the ladies trapped in prostitution. So what is happening? Our offices are there. Some of the people that we reach out to, some of the ladies that came out of the lifestyle of prostitution, they are staying there. So this is the main hub of Straatweg, but we've got other facilities also in the inner city. I'm just going to share you a little bit about the first ministry area. I know people sometimes they make jokes about this lady standing on the street. Sometimes, especially when I go to church, it's a little bit uncomfortable topic to talk about. But this is our a huge focus of what Straatwerk is all about, our outreach to the ladies trapped in prostitution. Die groot vraag by almal, the main question is, why are these ladies standing on the street? So most of the people think maybe it's about poverty, they don't have jobs, there's many other reasons. But the elephant in the room, that we always have to talk about, and that is mostly a big part of the ministry of Straatwerk to the ladies, is baie van hierdie vrouens is seksueel misbruik as kinders. As ons met die vrouens begin werk en gesels, tot 90% van die vrouens suffered from sexual abuse. So we have this two part of this ministry area. The first one is the a prevention campaign, and then the outreach campaign. So the prevention campaign is we are doing it in schools, a little bit about that later. It all started back in the 80s when there was when Straatwerk saw these ladies, and they started to reach out to the Taiwanese vessels there in the harbor of Cape Town. It all started back. I joined Straatwerk here in the mid-90s, so I was still part of that. So ek gaan in Afrikaans probeer verduidelik die hele hoe dit gewerk het. Daar gaan altyd 'n man saam met 'n groepie vrouens En dan gaan jy op die boot en dan gaan vra jy eers, jy kry permit van die hawe owerhede en dan gaan vra jy toestemming eers van die kaptein. Jy klim op die boot met sulke wankelrige so van hy goed wat so die boot anker aan die hawe. Dan gaan vra jy toestemming vir die kaptein. Maar kan jy maar die vrouens gaan soek op sy boot? Dan sê van nee, dis die vrouens op hierdie boot van ons sê. Maar ons kan maar gaan kyk. And then I always say dis is die Here die hy gelykenis vertel van die gangetjies en die steegies van die stad. Dis deur die gangetjies en die steegies van die skip. En gewoonlik die onder en een kamer was die slaapkwartiere van die Taiwanese mans en daar gewoonlik het die vrouens sommige bly as die mans in die hawe. So it all started back reaching out to the on the harbor and later the security got so strict so the ladies moved to the streets in Cape Town. So vandag we are reaching out to this picture is about the rehabilitation campaign. We have or not campaign or program, Journey of Hope program. So some days during the week the ladies that came out of the lifestyle, they are coming to the Straatweg head office. Then there's a whole team, Wouter's wife Ina's very involved there with us, also part of the team. And they've got this Journey of Hope program with many facets that are helping these ladies to come get back on their feet again. Okay, this is just, we are busy with a part of this ministries. I know Fearless Congregation is always also helping us. Maybe some of you heard about the lids you have to collect and bring to the church. It's part of the teaching the ladies also about recycling, but we are raising also funds for the ministry. We are selling the lids to a recycling company, so that's part of the program. This is a very important, I'm going to, there's a picture, but I will show you the physical example. Every Friday there's a lady coming to us, our office sharply on 8 o'clock, and she's knitting these dolls. And sometimes people ask, how do we reach out to these ladies? So this is one of the outreach tools. So every lady that stands on the street, every new lady, they're receiving one of these hand-knitted dolls with that special message out of Psalm 139, you knit me together in my mother's womb. So this is a very special gift to the ladies when they are on the street. So there's different teams in different areas. There's the teams reaching out in Voortrekkerberg and Belleville, teams in the city. We are reaching out in Kuberg Road and Salt River. Many areas where these ladies are standing, you all will see them. The next picture is part of our evangelism. Many times we think about simple tools, eenvoudige goed wat ons kan gebruik, and we've got a very committed and very creative team of ladies reaching out to the ladies on the street, the team. So Marty that is leading the team, see, a mother is also very creative. She's staying there in France. And one day she came out about the thought, there's so many rocks there on the, or stones, not rocks, stones there on the beach. So that she started to write messages on these stones. And what the outreach team are doing these days on a Friday night, we've got the outreach bag with things in it, and then always we have stones with us with a message on it. So the whole idea is we leave it on different places in the city. And you will see some of the examples. The one here at your right, you will know this little aeroplane, the Mavericks aeroplane that's sometimes flowing over. That's Mavericks. So we can't go into Mavericks, but the teams are reaching out to the ladies when they are changing shifts. They're reaching out to the ladies going into Mavericks, and then we just leave stones in the city. And there's that beautiful verse in the Bible, as die mense stil bly, gaan die klippe uitroep. Daai baie mooi mooi gelykenis. So funny or very meaningful, is when we pass again, the stones, they disappear. They're not there anymore. So people are picking them up. So it's a beautiful thing to leave something behind. And so it's a very good idea of evangelism. Okay, sometimes people think evangelism is difficult, it's expensive. During the winter time, we just, for example, take oranges to the street. And with a cokie pen, when you meet up with someone, you give them an orange, say, we just want to share with you the love of Christ, and then we just write a little heart on the orange. So, making contact with people on the street. Every Christmas day, when people are, we are with our families, it's for us it's the most important day of the year in our outreaches, because that's the time when people are very lonely. So we've got two special events. The one is for the ladies, and then the one is for the, I will share about our other project just now. How lonely can you be if you are standing on the streets of Cape Town as a woman on Christmas Day? Then I'm thinking always about that parable of Jesus, go out to the alleys and the streets of the city. So that's what we are literally doing. We're inviting the ladies, and then they are sitting there with the team. We are serving them with a meal, and we have a good time with the ladies. Okay, that's then the other part of the program. So we have realized over the years, we can't just reach out to the ladies. Somehow, there must be a starting point when a woman entered the lifestyle of prostitution. So we started with we call it the Valuable to Jesus campaign, when we go to primary schools. And there's a message. I'm going to give you a lanyard afterwards with the icons of the message. We are teaching the children they are valuable to Jesus. There's no one like you. There's a whole message about that we share with the children. And then after the message, each one of them are receiving a hand knitted doll. So I brought two very special ones. They're always with me when I'm going to people visiting. The one is Superman. So the ladies that are knitting, they are very creative. We received since 2010, when we started with the Soccer World Cup with the campaign, we received over 150,000 of these dolls. So the ladies are still knitting. Every week there's some of these dolls coming to our office. And we also had a COVID doll with this mask. So after the message, the children are receiving one of these dolls as a reminder, because the statistics is very terrible, especially on the Cape Flats area. They say some 3 out of 4 children are being sexually abused on the Cape Flats. So that's the mission we have, to go to the children. These ladies are the most important part of the ministry. We are calling them the safe aunties, safe ladies. So they are the ladies that are praying in the schools on the Cape Flats, praying in different schools, and they are the safe. So they are part of the program, also part of the presentation. But when we leave, or the team leave after the present, normally they are those that stays behind and serving the children. Then the second part of the ministry of Straatwerk is our ministry to the destitute. All of you know the people that are in a desperate position are everywhere. We started, this is our depot in the Boekop. Very interesting story. We moved all around. Wilhelm, that was in those days, we had the coffee room there in the inner city at the St. Stephen's Church. So we were there for 30 years, and I... One day, or not one day, it can be possible that the church can kick out its own work. So they kicked us out, because when we are working with the destitute people or the ladies, they make the rest of the businesses around us in Stephen's Church, they make them uncomfortable. So we moved around in the city from place to place. But the Lord's provision at the end, we ended up in the heart of the Muslim area in the Boekop. It's an old bathhouse. It's 141 Castle Street, there in the Boekop. So why it's purple, it was like this funny brown color. But when you received purple paint as a donation, you paint the place purple. And obviously, if you know the Boekop little houses, it fits well into the community now. It was actually built by back in the years, the houses in the Boekop didn't have bathrooms. So the people went to the bathhouse to shower, what do they washing. So this is we are using for the same reason now. So all the destitute people that wants to become part of our OPEL projects, we call it. It's literally helping people back on their feet. We started it back in 2003 when we realized we can't just serve people with soup and they've got this joke in town or with us. If you're hungry in town, you better have to like soup. So everyone wants to give you soup all the whole day. So we say no. We must take a different route. We must with the destitute people. We start with this work rehabilitation program in the inner city. Those days back in the 2004, we started with R1,000 a month. We say we are going to organize these people and we are going to clean the streets with a testimony. They are wearing the locker room there at the bathhouse. If you think you are destitute, all your valuable things that you possess, you have to carry with you the whole day. So we've got this locker room system there at the depot. So this is what the people do. We organize them in teams, and they are doing 4-hour shifts. And then they are getting paid after the shift. Now, the first thing, men wonder, where is all this money coming from? It's about these days, about almost 5 million rand a year, and we obviously don't have the money. So they started back, the VR City in Belleville in Paro. The first one they started was the Central City Improvement District, the biggest one in the city. So we approached them, I can't remember if they approached us, because they saw us cleaning the streets with these people. And now all the money for the wages are coming from their initiative for certain areas we have to clean in the city. So we are using this improvement district's money to help the destitute people to get back on their feet again. So that is the whole thing. So the main thing is they are cleaning the streets. And then the little boy said, we are fixing the streets. Then there's a more advanced team. There's certain ways that people can progress in the program. So some of the teams are cleaning illegal graffiti. There's good graffiti, but there's many illegal graffiti in the city. Then we've got a beautiful garden. John Heiser is in charge there. He's actually a war veteran. He was in the military, and then he fought in other wars all over the world. And then he was wounded, and he came back and he ended up on the street. But he's got this discipline in him. There's still this military discipline. So everything is like his garden. Everything is in rows, and he's looking after the garden. But he's not a guy that talks a lot. He always say to me, "No, the garden is." It's not about the fruit and the things that grows. It's about therapy for me. So, the most important group of this OPR project is we call it the MIPS ministry, the most important people of the street, or mentally impaired people of the street. So there's a place for them also. Many of the and you will see when you go around in the city. Most of the destitute people have some kind of mental disability, so that's the most of people. And we say they've got a very special place in the ministry. So what they are doing, when we are wearing these security vests, the people are wearing that, we can use washing machines, but they are earning some money by washing all these bibs when the teams return to the depot. You will see Reen. He is very special. He don't talk a lot, but he's always smiling. And everything he gets, all the clothes, he's pulling layer on layer. Even in the middle of the summer, all his layers of clothes every day he's wearing. And he's a free spirit. We've got a house in Woodstock also. And we realized, how can we care for him? Because you can't put him in a safe place, or he won't fit in there. He's a free spirit. So we built him on the big stoop of the house. We built him a little new tech house. So every night he comes there, we serve him with food. He's part of the family, but he sleeps in his own little house. And early in the morning, He goes out again to work and to feed the birds and the wild animals in the city, so he is part of the program. This is just sometimes we do some drive, so I know we're always asking for men's shoes, but I know we are men, we wear our shoes and then we throw it in the bin and later we take it out again. So if you've got shoes that you want to donate that you're not wearing anymore, you're more welcome to bring it to Straatberg. So we always sometimes, we have a soap and socks drive just now, and many times ask people for donations for shoes specific part, because that's the important item. There you will see the service. Charlotte sees the big mama there at the depot. She's shaving she's like the social worker there at the depot, shaving hair, and there will you see some of the people washing the glass. And then that's with the meal we had for the destitute people, for the people as part of the project, because they are working 365 days of a year. So it was on Christmas Day when they returned from the shifts, we served them with a meal also. Then the last few slides as where Straatberg started back in 1965. So you will see we are wearing this colorful bibs. But the first thing people see is when we approach them, as we are here to serve. This is the first thing. Then at the back, we say every Friday night we are part of a peaceful protest. This is the whole Valuable to Jesus campaign, where we say stop abuse, prostitution, pornography, and not important, people are not for sale. And that is the most important message you want to convey in the city. So what we do is we invite, I always say when people are visiting us, you are part of church, they are part of churches, they sit their whole life in church, so they are actually well equipped to do evangelism. So we invite church groups, individuals, we had people as far as Oudtshoorn. We had two congregations of Oudtshoorn that, what is Belaymus class, they had this youth groups that they brought to us in the beginning of year for exposure to evangelism. It was so meaningful for me after the youth groups. Normally I'll be asked for feedback, but how was your experience on this thing? Because, Ariane, you know Oudtshoorn, how did you experience out? So one guy stood up and said, now I've realized I must be more thankful to my parents for what they are doing for me. So if they come all the way from Oudtshoorn to realize, it was well worth it for that parents. So there you will see, it was also a group of young people joining us. Sometimes it's just to go and sit with someone, talk to people, ask where are they from. So it's connecting with people on street level. So that is part of the message we share on the street. Sometimes in the beginning, the young people said to me, no. When we started with this bibs, they said, no. We can't be so visible in the city. We must be somehow undercover, and that people don't see what we are. We are going to say, no, we. And these days, they can't wait to put on the bibs. I normally tell them, is that you don't get lost in the city. That's the main reason for it. That's just a joke. We've lost over the years no one in the city. But people recognize us these days as safe people. They see we are, they can approach us. So I can't tell you, you won't imagine. People come to us and just pray for me and start to talk to us. Instead of we reaching out to them, they come to us. This is a beautiful thing of being visible in the city. There we will see some of the people joined us just on a Friday night. So then on a Friday night, when you are more than welcome to come and visit us as a group or individuals. If you just want to walk the streets with us, so give you a book and you just walk, make connection with people on the street. This is the second last slide. This is such a meaningful picture. It was taken 2 weeks ago. Now, Johan, he's also like me, he's got grey hair. And then there's this group of young people visiting the nightlife. They approach actually them, Johan and his teammate, Henny, and they complimented them actually for what they are doing. And Johanni say he was I think he retired now, but he was a golf coach for young people. So he had this connection with the young people. And it's so meaningful, this different generations meeting each other. And you can see there on their faces, they are, I don't know what he told them, but you can see they are really listening. So it's a meaningful just to make that connection with people. So there's sometimes we had nice outreaches also there on the Sea Point Promenade, and that was the last slide. So the main thing I want to leave with you this morning is about this, that motto of Start With. What is the reason why we are reaching out? Is because the love of Christ compels us, and may the Lord continue for you as a group to compel you to reach out also to lost people. When you leave this morning, I want to, you can take one of these newsletters also, and then as a reminder that you remember the message also about the Valuable to Jesus campaign, you can take one of these lanyard. If you are sometimes lose your keys, you can have this bright green lanyard to put your keys on. So thank you very much, Rian.
So thank you. I'm sure there's going to be, we've got some time. If you've got a couple of minutes to spare, I'm sure there will be some questions. And, yes. And please feel free to ask Johan anybody that wants to, or just to share of your experience. Yes. Maybe somebody has done it.
Is it possible for you to build relationships on the street, or are you just trying to get as many numbers?
At the end of, I wrote something about that, actually, your question in the newsletter. So lady that after the outreach, she asked me, but you meet with all this, how do you follow up with all this? And I asked, and I could see she's frowning, I said, what kind of work are you doing? She said she was a medical doctor. And I realized now, because when you're working with patients, you have to do follow-up and to see if there's some progress. So I said, with all the ladies we are reaching out, the team, they know all their names, and they keep, they make contact with them again during the week, but with the other vast of, the majority of people, it's just that sowing the seed. Sometimes we see them again, but I always say, you've got this 10-second opportunity to say something meaningful to people, to remind them. So we hope the message on the birthday, all the interaction, like the scripture reading I read about you, making some kind of good impression, or a visible impression, and also representing the message of Jesus. So most of the times it's just a once-off contact with the rest of the people in the city. But obviously the destitute people, all of them we know in the invite to follow up with them.
Just thinking, you are here as a group, was it in front of aunt? Get a song for that. Was it under us, also under us to speak, and then we can go visit as a group. So I'm going to afraid of all that. So I can see that our song is belong still.
If I can say, I've been with them a lot of times. What is nice about it is what you can make of it. They give you the opportunity, and they do a lot of effort, these guys. They give you the opportunity to be there and to make a difference in a legal way and an acceptable way. People are not. If you want to confront the people, you can do it. But you can do it in such a way that even though a person will be confronted with the gospel, he will not hate you or think you detestable people.
Better.
You're better, for that matter. This is a very good way of being part of the community where you are. To feel like you're part of the solution, not only standing aside from one side. You feel really, when you start reaching out, you feel like you are part of the solution to Cape Town. And over time, things start to change. It doesn't happen. He will tell you it doesn't happen quickly, but over time, your presence there and the fact that you are a Christian, you are there, makes a difference there. You're not going to convert a lot of people in one night. You may, it happens, but it's not going to be like that. But it's all, if you pray and say, Lord, send people along the path, God does that. He sends people along the path that you can talk to the Lord about. And they encourage that, but they don't force you to do it. So if you just want to be there and be available to help, I remember one time when I had bottles of water and then printed on the bottles of water, we gave them. Some people refuse that, then you believe in it. But then you know they do it because it's something spiritual inside. They don't want to accept the gift and get softened by the Christians. But you know that because of that inside spirit. But every kind of peaceful confrontation is a plus in the kingdom of God. Really, it's a very good experience. Don't do it. I have people who do it regularly, except for him. I have friends that regularly go. Amy, Nikri, and others. They go regularly to start speaking.
So they almost talk. Leiden sê wat 'n Vrydag in die
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
dit is 'n goeie Vrydag.
And it's in his we had before COVID we had till late in the morning until 2 o'clock. So after COVID, I asked the people, will you still want to go to early in the hours? So they prefer it before 12. So we started half past 8, just until 11 o'clock. So 12 o'clock, you will be back at home again. So that's the hours that you all know. So no, I will definitely do that. Yeah, you can talk in there.
Lay your way, yes. Speaking, almost come talk in there.
Yes, some of you got the choice. Yes. And if you want to come as an individual also one night, just contact me and
I'll put Fury's number on the group now this morning. And then you can
I'll
be married to him.
Can you just share with us your personal group? How do you move from going to be a minister in a normal congregation to being fully at start? That journey happened?
I was never in a congregation. When I finished studying at Stellenbosch, I immediately joined Straatwerk many years, or next year it will be 30 years. So I must just tell you, my mother, until she passed away, just in 2019, almost until she passed away, she asked me, when are you going to get you for yourself a real job? until death, she didn't believe I have a real job. So, but for me, I think I can't do anything else now. But for me, it's such a passion. It's to be where sometimes where I'll say in Africa, where the techie the tears land, amongst people, and to work with such an amazing team of people reaching out from different churches, it's such a blessing. So I can't do anything else. But I've got this wonderful opportunity where people invite me to their churches for sermons. So I travel all over the Western and as far as Beaufort West, Oudtshoorn, where people are inviting us to come and share about. And then then we invite them back to us again. Say to come and join us, just walk the streets with us. Thank you, Doctor.
Was
it a
church? It's a kleine town,
but it's a happy town.
Yeah,
Lê a baixa de vitais e de pés.
De pés.
De clear pés. Está na pele.
Yes.
É a vida de uma subinunda. É a vida. De verca em manhã, ele não fez a vida. Daí é a espaço.
Thank you for sharing that.